On today's episode of The Breakaway, Rodrigo Lopez. Roro talks to us about so much. Had a wonderful conversation with him earlier this week in training, or after training, I should say, and it was a lot of fun. So excited for you guys to hear that. We talk about pretty much everything from this year's squad and some of the stuff, how Palm Springs was last week, and much, much more. That's coming up on today's episode. But first, dreaming of traveling to Italy? Visit VJB Cellars in the heart of the Sonoma Valley and feel as though you have stepped into an Italian piazza. Taste award-winning Italian varietals, enjoy authentic wood-fired pizzas, and finish your visit with a scoop of gelato. A perfect way to spend your day. A quick 90-minute drive from Sacramento to a slice of Italy in the Sonoma wine country. Visit www.vjbcellars.com or give us a call to plan your visit today. At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams. Students advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much, much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you.
All right, let's do it.
Welcome to The Breakaway, a Sacramento Republic podcast.
Bandit in the box! Unbelievable strike!
My goodness, what a defensive play!
Half the crowd can't even believe it!
All right, the legend Rodrigo Lopez is here. And Roro, man, first off, welcome back, my friend. So good to see you. So good to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm really happy to be back. I'm excited for my third stint with Sac Republic. You know, obviously the first one went really well. The second went okay. It didn't end how I wanted, but at the end of the day, I'm back, and that's all that matters. I'm happy, and I'm home. You know, my heart has always been here, so I'm happy to be back.
What feels different, or what is different this time around from third to second?
It's just, I feel like, you know, some of the vibes in here in the locker room have been great. You know, coming in, it's obviously a complete new group, and you know, everyone's obviously new, so we're all coming in from different places, and you know, we have to unite as quick as we can. And I feel like the group that the coaching staff and the front office put together this year is really strong, you know, on the pitch as footballers and as people outside. So, you know, we've been together 3 weeks, and I feel like I've known these guys for such a long time. So that for me, that's very important in a role for a team to go far and compete for a championship.
How was Palm Springs last week? Was it nice?
It was definitely nice. It was tough, you know. It was tough. Sometimes those trips are mentally tough, not as much as your legs, but you know, trainings were hard. We're pretty hard, but we had really good fields, so you know, it made it a lot easier on the body. I mean, the weather was amazing,
right?
Other than some days it got windy, but you know, other than that, you know, being around the sun and such a nice place like Palm Springs and with your, you know, brothers now, family, it makes it enjoyable. So we made the best out of it, and, you know, now we're back in Sacramento.
What did you guys do as far as team building?
Yeah, we went to the casino. We hung out by the pool sometimes and, you know, did some pool sessions, which were kind of fun.
Yeah.
And that brought the team together, obviously the dinners and all the meals together. You know, you're able to interact with different people, you know, the young guys, the older guys, guys that, you know, have a lot of experience in the league and you know, kids in the academy that are coming up with a lot of talent as well. So, you know, we had an initiation. We all sang,
yeah.
Even me.
What'd
you sing? Which is the third time back. I don't know how I had to sing, but you know what? I stepped up. Actually, Douglas and I did a duet. It's a reggaeton song, so we just kind of made it a little fun at the end. We had really good singers, so I don't know why we waited till the end, but yeah, hopefully our closing act was good.
Good. Well, good. The casino. Who is good? Who's a good gambler at the casino?
Jeez, I think Connor. Took it. Yeah, Connor took it. I think he was. He won the most money for his group, so I think he's the one to go to. You know, when you're trying to go to the casino, win some money. I got my money on Connor.
You know, being out of training today, this is the longest training that I've been out to, and seeing you guys play on the field, it looked good. And I imagine for you, it's feeling good. Seeing all the talent all over the field, it's really apparent that this team was put together for one reason, and that is to compete for a title, right? How is the group in the locker room feeling about, you know, however the talent level, you know, not only in the position like yourself, but in other positions around the field?
Yeah, we're very optimistic to knowing that we have a good chance to do something special this year. You know, last year Sac Republic struggled for whatever reasons, but now, you know, my commitment to coming back was to leave everything behind and to help this club get back to where it needs to be. And I think that's not just for me. I think every player who's came in is knows that role, knows that you know, putting on a Sac Republic jersey is not just any jersey in the USL. And I've said it before, I think this club is by far the best in USL and has the best fans and the best ownership, and we have to treat it that way. We have to go out every day and represent, you know, the club that it is. So, you know, the past is behind us now, and whoever came in now, we're very optimistic that we have something special here. We, you know, the coaching staff, front office, Todd, Mark, even Kevin, I'm sure, who obviously the owner of this club, but Coach Danny, they've done a great job in bringing in the right players, and I feel like we have a good team, the 22 strong players who could play any day, you know, whichever player gets chosen, I think is going to do the job. So that's what you want on a team. You want to compete for positions, and you know, you have to come out every day at practice and show that you're able to play, you know, because I feel like Coach Mark is that way. You know, he wants to play the best, whoever's training the best and who's in best form is going to play, obviously. So, you know, the competitiveness out on the training is only going to make us better as a team. You know, the academy kids that are coming in have done a phenomenal job and have helped us, you know, push us to get to that level.
I think I watched more RGV games last year than I have in my entire life, being able to watch you. And I wanted to say thank you on the behalf of Sacramento fans for the free kick against Phoenix. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
A little payback, right? Even for yourself from...
Yeah, I was... When I knew we were going to play Phoenix, the form that we closed the season with RGV, I think we went like the last six, we won, and we're playing really well.
Yeah,
I knew that whoever we played, we were going to win. And, you know, having scored that goal in front of fans and in front, obviously, to a great team like Phoenix, obviously fighting every season to win a championship, it felt great. And... obviously, we ended up falling short against San Antonio, but that's just a coin toss because they just play a style that, for me, I don't really like, but for them, it's very effective. And I think, you know, we struggled that game, and you know, in playoffs, you can't struggle like that and expect to win a championship. So, you know, we fell short, but yeah, I was definitely happy to win that game for sure.
Oh, we were happy as well.
I'm sure a lot of fans were happy.
Yeah, especially after 2020. Yeah.
I agree. That was
we took it as that was revenge, even though it was you on a different team doing it. We took it as revenge.
Hopefully this year we could do the same.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. What was the conversations like in the off season with Todd about coming back?
Oh man, there's plenty of conversations. Sometimes, you know, It hurt me to leave the second time around, and hopefully I'm able to speak freely. But
yeah,
I was really hurt when I left the second time, and I told myself, you know, I dwelled on it a couple of days, and it was hard for me, not more for me, but more so for my family. Mm-hmm. I moved from Mexico and came to Sacramento. I was, you know, trying to stay here for good, and then I had to leave again. But I told myself after a couple of days, you know, I can't blame anyone. I can't blame Mark. I can't blame Todd. I can't blame Kevin. I can't blame my teammates. I can't blame anyone but myself. So, you know, I told myself I would push myself extremely hard to the limit to where I'm going to become a better player. I'm going to do whatever I can to finish out my career the best way possible. And I was working super hard that offseason that, you know, I went off to RGV and I had a great season, in my opinion.
Yeah, you definitely did.
I played the most minutes for the team at my age. I think it speaks highly well of how I approached the season. And, you know, when I got a few calls from Mark, you know, we spoke. You know, we were very honest with each other. I felt like it was very genuine out of him and from me. And, you know, we wanted to move forward on it. And, you know, anytime someone says, come back to Sacramento, I wanted to make it happen, to be honest. And then, you know, spoke to Todd and Kevin, and, you know, they pushed really hard to make it as well. So I appreciate that from them as well. And obviously Mark was, you know, he's the head coach. So I think he makes, you know, he has a big say in that. So I just felt like it was very genuine of them to call me back and want me back, and they expressed their feelings, and so did I. So, you know, we did everything we could to make it happen.
Well, man, we're fired up for you to be back. I want to ask, how many text messages and social media messages did you get on the day of the signing?
Oh man, I had a few. Yeah, I definitely had a few. But to me, it was just, you know, knowing that I was coming back, knowing that, you know, we have an opportunity this year to do something special with the players that Mark was telling me they were bringing in, I felt like it was the right fit. Because if I didn't feel like the club was heading in the right direction, I don't think, as much as I wanted to come back, I still had a contract in RGV. I think it would have been tough, but the way Mark, Todd and Kevin approached it, and, you know, the players they were getting, there was no chance I could turn that down. So, you know, I know we have so many good players on this team, so much talent that, you know, I'm just anxious to start, to be honest. I want March 12th to get here, and obviously we have a great team coming in to play us, so that's going to be a tough task for us, and it's going to see where we are.
You know, you come back in 2020, right? And we're going to have this big season and COVID hits, right? And I think you came off the bench on opening night, right? So you kind of got to feel the crowd and the excitement of having you back, but you didn't get to have the real full season, the moments, the hype of it all, the celebrations from the fans when you score a goal, things like that, that I'm sure you miss, and it'll make you reminisce a little bit of the early days. But how fired up are you to be able to have, you know, be in a situation now in the world where we can have, you know, full fans back in the stadium for opening night?
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I spoke to Mark about when we first had an initial conversation. You know, I think we both apologized to each other because we both felt that it was a very unique season. It was very tough. You know, especially when you have kids, I think it's a lot different than, you know, being a single guy out here, no obligations. But
right,
I had so many things going on, and my kids, and, you know, going through a pandemic like that. And it was just, for me, it was mentally draining. And it's just some things that people don't see. People don't see that. And now, obviously, you know, it's getting better, and we're able to have fans now. So that first game, to be honest, I didn't even know if I was going to play because I was still coming back from an injury.
Right.
And I was just really pushing it because I wanted to be there opening night. I wanted to, you know, feel the fans again and have that support behind us. And it honestly felt really special. And now, you know, I'm getting to the age where like I said, I'm back where I want to be. But I'm leaving everything that I did behind, because as a footballer, I don't think, you know, what I did in 2014 or 20, whenever it was, yes, they're memories that I'm going to hold on forever, but I try to forget about them because, you know, no one really remembers. I want to live the present, and I want to do something special again with Sacramento. So, you know, I'm trying to put that behind me, and I want to get out there in front of, you know, the best fans in the league, and, you know, give them that joy that they deserve, and also the front office and everyone who works so hard in the organization, you know, starting from our kit man to every player, front office, owner, anything, you know. So I think we want to give that joy to the club again.
You know, you come back, you kind of already know what to expect from some of these other guys who haven't played for Sacramento before. Have you talked to him about it, given him an advice? Hey, check out this food spot, check out that. I mean, what's the conversations been like with some of the newer guys?
Yeah, it's funny because a lot of these guys either married a Latina woman, a Mexican woman, or they're dating one. So they're always asking me, hey, what are the good spots to eat? What's good Mexican food? So, I've tried to send them to some good places.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the way we've handled each other so far is great. I mean, like I said, I already feel like they're my family. It's hard to have that. It's hard to put a locker room together that everyone gets along. And I feel like, you know, we're off to a great start in that sense. Every winning team, I think, has a really close locker room. So, you know, that's something as an older player, as a player who wants to lead, I feel like that's very important for us. So, you know, I've told players, you know, whenever they need anything, not just food, anything, they could count on me. You know, I might not be able to give them everything, but I could sort of help in any way and maybe guide them towards the direction to get that help. So, yeah, I mean, I love Mexican food, and I've given them a couple spots. So hopefully they enjoy them.
Have you, I know we talked about you got a bunch of messages on, I'm sure, over text, social media when you signed, but what was like the one place where you're like, all right, when I get back to Sacramento, I got to go there?
Oh, man. I have a couple. Yeah, I definitely have a lot. For breakfast, my good friend Mario owns the Early Toast out in Rockland, Granite Bay. I think he has 3 locations now or 4. So that's one of the places that I go to. Downtown, I know Morning Ford's amazing for breakfast. I've gone to Zocalo's. It's a good friend of mine as well, Ernesto. Always, you know, very welcoming there in downtown. And then I'm a big fan of seafood, Mexican seafood.
Oh.
And my friend's own Islitas. It's called Islitas Nayarit, so that's one of the spots that I always go to. And then Maya's restaurant is good as well. So, you know, I've been to a few places.
Yeah,
I've been to a few.
So you've been sending out some good recommendations.
Yes, for sure.
That's awesome. That is, I mean, you know, when we announced you that you were coming back, there's a buzz that has been surrounding just because of what you've done in the past and everything. But I'm curious, as far as this year, what is and what do you want or do you think your role is going to be in the midfield this year?
I mean, I could play anywhere in the midfield.
Right.
That's up to Coach Mark to decide. To be fair, I just want to be on the field. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not, for me, it's going to be, you know, always supporting the team. Like I said, I'm towards the end of my career, and sometimes I have to understand that, you know, I'm not always going to play. But I'm going to push everyone in, you know, on the team or players in my position to be better. And I want to push myself individually because I know if we're all okay, if we're all at our top form, I think the club and the team are going to benefit from it. So But I'll play anywhere in the midfield, and Mark knows that. We've been communicating a lot, and I'm sure you guys will see me in different positions this year. But yeah, you know, wherever I play, I'm always going to give it my all this year, and whenever I put the Sacramento badge on.
One of my favorite things about you, and in the 2020 season when it was basically silent, right, during games, not silent, but you could hear players communicating and things. It was a very unique experience for a viewer. There was only a few of us there, right? But one of the things that stuck out to me is your distribution, the way you can pass the ball. And I know that's obviously a strength of a lot of midfielders, but the way you did it, specifically with the long ball, can just put it on the dime. I was shooting something, what was that, yesterday training?
Yeah.
And you hit me on the dime from a ways away.
Your touch was good, by the way.
Oh, hey, you know, thank you. Appreciate that. It doesn't happen too often. But is that something that you? I mean, how do you practice that on a daily or in the off season? I mean, when you're working by yourself, how is that a focus for you when you train?
You know, I have to give credit to my dad, because when I was younger, nowadays you see social media and you see all these trainers training their kids to do moves and you know, all that fancy stuff you see. And when I was younger, he was a trash man, so he would work really hard, 6 a.m. till 5-6 p.m. So he'd get home and I'd always say, Dad, can we go to the high school? We had a high school a block away, so can we go to high school and play? And now I think about it, I'm a father now. I'm sure he was like, Jesus Christ, you know, I'm tired. Like, I just worked all day. But, you know, he never said no. And those are the things that I appreciate now that I'm older and a father. But I would go out there on the field with him, and sometimes he'd just tell me, hey, like, kick the ball against the wall. Right, left foot, drive it, curve it. For an hour, 2 hours sometimes. So that would be constant. And then sometimes, you know, he'd put some cones and he'd be like, hey, you know, like, try to curve it around, you know, laces on the ground, whatever it was, or maybe it's just simple passing 10 yards away, just straight to him, you know. So it was credit to him. Like, my passing since, you know, I could remember has always been one of my strengths. And so, yeah, I've always just practiced passing. I think the ABC of the game is basically receiving the ball, passing the ball, and I don't know what the other one is. But, I mean, controlling, passing, I think, is yeah. For sure, you know, you have to have it. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's one thing that I learned from a very, very young age.
You know, it's funny because you were talking about, and I think I don't know if I've asked you this. What is there a reason you wear number 8?
Because of him.
Is it yeah. Really?
Yeah, my dad. Yeah, he always wore it when he played professionally. He was in second division in Mexico, and I mean, I don't remember watching him then. Obviously, probably not even born, but. But then he moved to Santa Barbara and he was playing an amateur league, which was basically the best in those times because we didn't have MLS. Mm-hmm. MLS came around and then they were probably like the second division. So back then it was just a field every Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, packed full of people in Santa Barbara. So that's where I watched him. The team he played for many years. He never went with any other team. It's just, you know, that one team, San Nicolas in Santa Barbara, and that team is where I grew to love the game. So he always wore number 8, and it stuck on me.
I love it. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Last thing before I let you go, because this has been freaking awesome. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out who I need to get on here next as far as what characters are on the teams that I can have a good time with on here. Who are some of the guys I should go after here soon?
You should go Douglas.
Okay.
I think Jack's a character. Don't tell him I said this. I hope he doesn't listen to this. No, they're all good guys, man. Yeah. You'll enjoy working with every single one of them. They all have something special, something unique. something different, which is good for that locker room. You know, you have the quiet ones, you have the funny ones, you have the guys who, you know, one or two who are hard to peel, onions that are hard to peel, but we're getting there. We're getting there. So, I think you'll enjoy this season for sure.
Yeah. I'm excited to get to know him. I've texted with a few of them. Connor Donovan came up to me on the first day.
Yeah.
Hadn't met him in person. He said,
where's the best coffee shop?
No, he did ask that though too. he said, just so you know, I'm the real Connor here.
Oh, wow. I don't think he knows you very well.
No, he was kidding.
No, they're all good guys.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to know him and excited for the season. I haven't been excited for a season like this in a long time. So I'm excited to see you back in a Republic uniform. Man, I cannot wait for March 12th.
Me too. I hope we could get the fans to fill up the stadium.
Yeah.
I know it's not Bonnie Field anymore. What is it? Heart Health Park.
Heart Health Park.
It's actually crazy because my son has his heart problem, so he has aortic stenosis, and you know, having Heart Health Park kind
it's
of special
cool.
to me. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to have you out here, man. It's gonna be Appreciate so good, it. Dude. It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
I know I've been seeing you a lot, but nothing better when you popped into that random conversation I was having with Rob and Adam.
We
were talking about how big the signing of Roro Lopez was, and you walked by, and so anyway. Excited to have you back, man. Thank you so much for doing this, and it's going to be fun to see you on the field this year.
It's going to be a great season. I hope to talk to you more, and hopefully, you know, on March 12th, like I said, everyone goes out and buys their tickets, maybe some season tickets. I don't know. I'm going to push it out on social media. We got to fill up that stadium. So, you know, we need our fans behind us for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Roro. Appreciate it.
Our thanks to Roro Lopez for jumping on the podcast. We will be back next week with another episode of The Breakaway as the season is finally getting closer and closer. We are almost there, March 5th and March 12th, coming closely. If you haven't got your tickets, do so now. Go to SacramentoPublicFC.com to grab your opening night tickets, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. This is going to be a fun year, so grab your tickets now. All right, we'll be back next week, and as always, go Republic!